السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لتستووا على ظهوره ثم تذكروا نعمة ربكم إذا استويتم عليه وتقولوا سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has again given us this beautiful opportunity. Allah Pak has afforded us this opportunity of witnessing a Jumu'ah. This is a great occasion, and we should understand it to be great, we should speak about it to be great, and we should encourage our children and make the family also feel that this is extremely great day. Therefore, Hazrat Mullah Badri Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi would say that people staying in minority countries, minority Muslims staying in the countries, what they should do is, because a Friday generally is not a holiday, so people look at it as a normal day. What we should do is make it extra special for the family. On a Friday, cook an extra special dish. On a Friday, give the children spending. Dress them up in a better manner. Make it seem as though this is a much better day. So even the family starts looking forward to a Friday. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to see this day. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Try and enumerate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. You'll never be able to. Never be able to. Anyway, these are the days of Hajj. And these are the days of Qurbani. Many people will be going for Hajj. And there are those, and more people will be remaining behind, and they'll be experiencing this opportunity of Qurbani. Both these instances, both these occasions are lessons for us. A person that is leaving for Hajj is a lesson for us, and is a lesson for that person. That just like how you are donning two cloths of white sheet, and you are leaving your family, and your close relatives, you're leaving your wealth, and you're leaving your businesses, a day will come when you will be donned with white sheets, and you will have to leave all these things. And you will have to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how you are proceeding to Baytullah, like how you are going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day will come when you will have to proceed and leave this world and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one lesson we take. When that Haji is meeting his family and his friends, he must remind himself that one day will come when I'll have to leave these people, and very often it will be such when I won't even have an opportunity, I won't have that privilege of meeting these people and going and asking for forgiveness. So therefore an intelligent person, he starts preparing for this occasion long before that occasion comes. And the next is a person that is there present for Qurbani, is witnessing the Qurbani that will take place shortly, like how that life of that animal is leaving that animal. Similarly, our lives one day will come to an end. Our lives also will finish. So the lesson a person is taking from there is like how this animal was alive a few moments ago. Like that we are alive today, and a time will come when our body will also be lifeless. So this person is taking a lesson of what? A lesson of a journey. That we are in this world today and we are moving. On that Hajj also is a lesson of a journey. We are moving. Where are we moving? We are moving closer and faster towards Akhirat. Faster than we can perceive, we are moving towards Akhirat. And sometimes we, like how this world, an example is, good example, is how you find that this earth is rotating around the sun. So the earth is rotating around the sun, and when a man is traveling in an aircraft, you don't tell this person, you are not traveling. That person is also traveling in the plane, and the earth is also traveling, the earth is also moving. So there's two movements that are taking place simultaneously. So like that, whilst we are moving in this world, whilst we are traveling in this world, that is one movement. We are moving within a certain conveyance, a certain vehicle, a certain mode of transport. Similarly, there is a second journey that is taking place simultaneously, and that is our journey towards Akhirat. That journey is taking place simultaneously. So these are the lessons we take when we see these moments. People going for Hajj, we see that moments of Qurbani where the life of the animal is shed, that also we are moving on this journey. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the du'as that he would make on the different occasions, these du'as in itself, that Mawlana Shah Nur Shah Kashmir rahmatullah alayh, he would say that these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they in themselves is a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what beautiful words he would choose, and what beautiful words he would select, and he would say for the du'as that he would make. So I would like to discuss one du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would make at the time of journey. Because this du'a only, it doesn't only show us that what we should be asking for at the time of journey, but it also teaches us that when we are traveling, it doesn't matter whether it's a travel for Hajj, whether it's a travel for Umrah, whether it's a travel for business, or travel for any other purposes, what should be our mindset when we are traveling? This du'a teaches us what was the mindset of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, and also it shows us the humility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that despite his maqam and despite that qurb that he enjoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the du'a that he would make and the du'as that he would make, that showing that he himself was totally in need. Can you imagine how much more we are in need of du'as? Especially at this time when a person travels, there's so many different things that can afflict a person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would travel, this dua is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is the narrator of this hadith that explains the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would mount his animal going out for safar, what he would do is he would say takbir 3 times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the greatest. I may be sitting on this animal, I may be high up. I may be sitting in my expensive vehicle, I may be sitting in my SUV. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am nothing, you are the greatest. This car of mine is nothing, but oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is yours. So that element of pride mustn't come in my heart. It doesn't matter what car I'm driving, what vehicle I'm driving, what animal I'm mounted on. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah, you are the greatest. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite this dua, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. That glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made this mode of transport, who has made this animal subservient to me, wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. We could not have made this thing obedient to us, subservient to us. Now we might think that this is only referring to an animal. This also refers to a vehicle that we may travel in. Recently there was one person that he was traveling with one of the most expensive vehicles. And at that time when he was traveling with this vehicle, he explains that it had all the security features and all the advanced features that a vehicle would have. But on the bend at a high speed, he hit an oil patch. And when he hit that oil patch, he said, I lost total control of that car. It was as though this car had no security features at all. And he met up with an accident and he had lost his daughter in that accident. But he says, the lesson I learned is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah is in control. So even the most expensive vehicle you have, you are not in control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. Recently there was a pilot from Pakistan who mentioned. He said that when I was about to board that flight that I was the pilot of, and I saw this huge this Boeing 747, and I saw the size with the 4 engines and the size of the number of people that were boarding the plane, I thought to myself that what a person I am, that I am in full control of this type of aircraft. That for a moment I felt a bit of pride in my heart that what a senior position I'm holding, that I can fly this aircraft and so many people are, that I'm flying so many people. He said that very same flight we hit a heavy bout of turbulence and we hit air pockets and suddenly that plane started falling, it free fall. I had absolutely no control of that plane. So at that point I realized that we are not in control, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we could not have gained any control of this vehicle, we could have not gained any control of this animal. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. That together with this journey that I am moving on, that I am going on, I got to remind myself that there's another journey that I am going, there's another journey that I am currently undertaking, and that is the journey of Akhirah Ribun. I am moving and I am going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person when he has this mindset, automatically he is on guard now. That I am not only going on this journey where there might be entertainment, there might be enjoyment, there might be haram that is taking place, but simultaneously I am reminding myself that I am going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha al-birra wa taqwa. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us in this journey, the first thing is al-birr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us piety. Don't let this journey be such that we're undertaking that we become worse off than we left our homes. Give us piety in this journey. What taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the ability to take care of ourselves. Give us the ability to build a barrier between ourselves and your displeasure. Anything that may displease you, any single thing that may displease you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from that. This dua you'll find very often on most of the Arab aircrafts. Before the flight takes off, they play this dua. Subhanallah, sakhara lana hadha, with the takbir before that, and this dua that we're going to discuss as we're discussing it. We find that this dua, most of the aircraft, in fact, even some of the buses, some of the trains in the Arab world, you'll find that they play this. And immediately after this dua is played, then all the vices start after that. The music starts, and the television starts in the plane, and the wine starts getting served. It's as though this dua is just read for protection and nothing else. But this dua is so full of meaning, if a person just reflects on the meaning of this dua of journey, it is sufficient to help him travel a sin-free journey. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is starting off this dua, asking Allah, not asking for comfort, Allah give me business class, give me first class. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me on this journey al-birra wa taqwa. Grant me piety and grant me the ability of bringing taqwa. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma hawwin alayna safarana hadha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this journey easy for us. وَطْوِ عَنَّا بُعْدًا. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the distance short for us. Often you'll find that a person says that when I got onto the flight or I got onto the... I'm using example of flight because this is the most common mode of transport these days. Or sometimes a person is going on a train. That he'll say, I hardly felt the journey. It was so quick. So quick. It doesn't mean that now there was something different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that journey easy for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make a journey difficult, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it easy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah, make this journey easy for us, وَطْوِ عَنَّا بُعْدًا, and make the distance also short for us. What is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to literally cause the earth to become smaller, to allow that distance to feel faster. Sometimes a person is traveling in the most comfort, but yet he is experiencing. And yet a person is not traveling in any comfort, but he finds as though the journey was so short, it was so easy, this person is still in good spirits. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say in this dua, Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar. That, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are my sati on the safar. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are my companion on the safar. When a person is traveling with a pious person, he's got a pious person, say a senior alim with him, and he's very careful of his movements, he won't want to do anything, he won't want to start looking at those television screens, he won't want to hear things that are not permissible, he'll be careful of what he's saying, he'll be careful of what he's looking at, he'll even be careful of what he's consuming, he'll be careful of the salah times that are there. Why his sati is who? A very pious person. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar, wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are my sati on this. Can you get any person higher than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine a person moving with that mindset. What chance is there for this person to commit guna on the safar? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say, Wal khalifatu fil ahl. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the muhafiz. You are the protector of my family that I left behind. I'm moving now on this journey. I got a family that I left behind. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the security that's there won't secure them. All the guards that I've got won't guard them. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one that will protect them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wa'athai safar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the difficulties of this journey. On this journey we may experience a puncture, we may experience some breakdown. It may happen that there may be difficulties that people normally experience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from any difficulty that we may undertake. Maybe at immigration they'll give us some problem. Maybe the flight will be delayed. Whatever difficulties there may be, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wa'athai safar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the difficulties of the journey. وَكَعَابَةِ الْمَنْظَرِ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from any distressful scene. Any scene that may be distressful along the way, we may see something that will make us feel unhappy, will make us feel grieved, will sadden us, save us from any scene that will displease us. Now look at this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Pak, save us from any scene that will make us sad, will displease us. Nowadays, very often on the phone, you'll find a person, he'll get one clip, one video, so to speak, about something that's happening in one country where people are getting burnt, people are getting punished, people are getting hurt. Now what he'll do, he'll deliberately take it and send it to 50 people, to 100 people. And what dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making, Allah Pak, save us from any scene, any sight that is will grieve us, will make us sad. And yet deliberately we are making people sad. Undoubtedly we should encourage people to make dua for our brothers and our sisters in all parts of the world. But there's no need to send videos and make people sad about the conditions that are happening. If this is done on a continuous basis, what it will do is it actually make people depressed. People will start getting depressed by continuously seeing these type of things. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min muhatha'i safar wa ka'abatil manzar. Save me from any scene, any sight that will make me distressed. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make this dua, wa su'il munqalabi fil mali wal ahli wal walad. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from returning to some things, or save me to returning to anything that is unpleasant as far as my, in other words, unpleasant news when I come back, that with regards to my family, with regards to my wealth, with regards to my children, I mustn't come back and get any bad news. After a man come back from a journey, then now he gets all the news that this has happened, there's a car of yours that got hijacked, this person was involved in an accident, that person got sick. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from coming back and getting any sad news, any bad news, as far as my wealth is concerned, as far as my family is concerned, as far as my children is concerned. And on the return trip, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would add these words, Aibuna. He would read the same dua, and he would add these words, Aibuna, Taibuna, Abiduna, Lirabbina, Hamidun. That, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are returning. That we are returning in such a condition, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are making tawbah. Perhaps on this journey there were some shortcomings. We made some mistakes. We didn't deliberately go on a journey to commit guna. There is no such thing in Islam where a person goes deliberately on a journey to commit guna. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps we slipped up. So therefore, ta'ibuna, we're coming back, returning, making tawbah. Then, abiduna li rabbina hamidun, that worshipping you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and glorifying you, praising you. Such a beautiful dua. Person is going with this mindset and he makes this type of dua. What a difference it will make to his journey. It's not just that it's played before the flight or before the journey, this dua is read or it's just played. But we should focus on what is the meaning of this dua. Such a beautiful meaning. I'll terminate with an incident of Hazrat Mullah Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He was traveling once by train, and at the station, many people, as we would have it, that the Buzruk is traveling, many people would come and visit. So some people came to visit him. One of the people that came to visit him was the rail guard, the security guard that was there at the station. So that security guard, he knew Hazrat Mullah Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, so he came to visit him. Just then one villager brought a whole load, a whole bundle of sugar cane. He was a villager. This is what he brought to give as a gift for the Hazrat. So he brought this load of sugar cane and he came to present it. Hazrat Mullah Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, to make his heart happy, to keep this villager happy, he said, okay, no problem. He accepted that gift. Now he told that Sati that was with him, his companion, that do me a favor, go and get this thing weighed. Because those days in the train, what would happen is they would weigh that load that came. This was not your normal luggage. Now this was extra luggage. For example, a load the person would bring of sugar cane, where there's a load of bananas, whatever the farmers would bring, or the extra goods, they would weigh it and they'd put it in a separate cabin there. And then they would mark it. So when a person is leaving now, he would take it there and there'll be some guard that would generally look after the goods in that cabin. So Mullah Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh told his sati that go and weigh this thing, mark it and then get it put in the train. So that rail guard, that security guard that was there, told Hazrat Mullah Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, no, don't have any fikr. What I will do is, I will tell the guard on this train that this load of sugar cane is yours. That don't, there's no need to go and weigh it and check it in, what, as we say. I will tell him that this is yours and he must ensure that when you are getting off also it comes out with you. So there's no need for you to do all this. So Mullah Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh looked at him and he said, "Bhai, main to aage jata hu," that I'm going further than that. So he said, "Hazrat, koi baat, there's no problem. I'll speak to the guard, I'll tell this guard, he must tell the guard at the next station also, that he must inform that guard that is in charge, that this load is yours, and when you're getting off, they must take it, so there's no need for you to have any fikr." So Mullah Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, then he replied again, he said, "Bhai, main to aage jata hu, I'm still going further than that." So this rail guard now, this guard, he got surprised, and he said, "Maulana, where are you going to? That I already arranged for two guards to look after, and you can't be going so far." So then Mullah Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh told him, "Bhai, main to akhirat jata hu, I'm going to akhirat. And there will be no guard to look after my goods. There I will have to answer, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يُوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا." Every person will come there alone. So therefore I may get away with this extra goods that I just pushed away into that cabin without weighing it, without checking it in. But in Akhirat, where I'm going, who is there that is going to look after my goods? So this is the lesson we take from this. When a person is on journey, he should never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And simultaneously, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. He should never forget the bigger journey that he's moving on. And that is the journey to Akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.